You're listening to WBHM's All Things Considered. I'm Bradley George. Do you live in Jefferson County, but you're not part of the county sewer system? Well, soon you might be paying for sewer service anyway. Sewer receiver John S. Young is considering a non-user fee as a way to reduce the sewer system's multi-billion dollar debt. Here to talk about that possibility is Kyle Whitmire, who blogs at thesecondfront.com. Hi, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
What's the rationale for making folks who aren't part of the sewer pay this fee?
Well, I mean, there's several. You know, the name that they're putting on this is a clean water fee, right? You're not paying for sewage. You're paying for not having sewage in your water. But I mean, the real issue here is that, you know, about half the county or so is on the sewer system and is paying into the sewer debt. The other half of the county is not, even though, you know, those non-users are citizens who elected commissioners who voted for, you know, this debt and helped create these problems, that we're not going to have sort of two Jefferson counties, one that pays for, you know, the sins of the county and one that doesn't. And, you know, the other rationale is that, you know, somehow this has to get paid, and that money has to come from somewhere, and the sewer users are paying about as much as they possibly can.
Now, this receiver, John S. Young, he was appointed by the courts. He has the authority to set sewer rates. Do the commissioners have any say in this matter?
Not anymore. I mean, this is what it means to have a receiver. You know, when the receiver was appointed, or even before the receiver was appointed, the term I kept using was court-appointed dictator, because that's what, you know, receiver sounds like a really nice thing, but this is someone who comes in. The only sort of check or balance on this person is the judge who appointed him. And, you know, pretty much what he says goes, and if the county resists that too much, then they can be held in contempt of court and they can get in a lot of trouble. The opportunity to have headed this off at the pass really rested with that last commission. They should have, you know, appealed this decision to appoint a receiver and really fought it, but instead they sort of rolled over and played dead.
So if Mr. Young enacts this non-user fee, clean water fee, whatever you want to call it, commissioners don't have any recourse, or taxpayers, or nobody. That's too bad, so sad.
Well, I mean, there's a possibility that they could file for bankruptcy. Of course, we're going back down that rabbit trail again. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty much where they are right now, is that the receiver is in control.
John Young says he won't make a decision on this fee until he streamlines the operations in the Environmental Services Department. Any idea what that might mean, what he's getting at there?
Well, no matter how efficient he makes Environmental Services, the sewer department, he's not going to affect the kind of savings that they need to pay off $3.2 billion worth of debt. There's just no way that that's going to be possible. I mean, I'm not even sure he can streamline it to the point where they can pay off half that. So, I mean, obviously, if you're going to then say that, you know, revenue has to come from somewhere else, then this non-user clean water fee will have to come into effect. But the real effect here, and this is the real problem that this is creating for Jefferson County, is that the county's creditors, these banks that have lent Jefferson County all this money, are still sort of waiting and hoping and seeing how all this shakes out. And until the receiver sort of comes forward and says, hey, guys, we've squeezed all the blood out of this turnip, they aren't going to settle. And so the effect of this is it prolongs the negotiations, and we're never going to have a settlement with the county's creditors until all these questions are answered.
Tangentially related to this is storm water management. And there was this agency called SWMA that managed Jefferson County stormwater. The county itself left the agency. Also, the city of Birmingham have abandoned it as well. Now Commissioner Joe Knight is trying to bring all these municipalities back to the table to come up with some sort of stormwater management plan for the county, so the county doesn't get sued by the EPA or someone else. How are those efforts going?
Well, the county left SWMA without a real solid plan for how to monitor and manage stormwater runoff. And the reason SWMA was created, it was sort of a, you know, an ideal regional cooperation arrangement, and, you know, where everybody sort of did a little piece of this together. And then the county decided, under pressure from lobbyists from BARD, the Business Association for Responsible Development, the county decided to leave this leave SWIMA without any real good plan for how to do the same job. And that, of course, again, was that last commission, and now these new commissioners are coming in and sort of second-guessing that decision.
Kyle Whitmire, he blogs at thesecondfront.com. He joins us every Wednesday afternoon. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.